Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Pastor who was arrested ignites revival. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me on Faith and Freedom to talk about this is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, this reminds me of the verse, Genesis 50:20, that says what the enemy meant for evil, God can use for good.
Yes, exactly. When Joseph is talking to his brothers and they threw him in the pit to kill him, God ultimately used that to transport him to Egypt, and he became the person who was the savior of Israel.
Right. And I think about it in this situation with his church, where he was arrested for holding church, even though he was approved with the sheriff and the local officials, then they came and arrested him.
Yeah, Dr. Rodney Howard Brown was the first pastor in the world, really, on March 30, 2020, to be arrested during these COVID lockdowns. Florida did not have a statewide lockdown. Hillsborough County, where his church is located, the River at Tampa Bay Church in the county of Hillsborough, actually didn't have a countywide lockdown either until Friday night. They ended up issuing an order that went into effect at 10 o'clock p.m., and then the church service was Sunday morning.
But he had been signed off. Everything they were doing was well above what was required, and he was signed off to have the service.
So he did have the service. He had that on March the 29th, which was a Sunday, the last Sunday of March, and then the very next day in a dramatic just farce, he was arrested. Helicopter flew over his house. They had police officers there. They handcuffed him, put him in the back of a police car, took him down to the jail. They gave him a mugshot, put him in a jail. He was there for about 45 minutes to an hour, bonded out.
They had a public press conference acting like he'd committed some horrible crime.
While it was actually in process.
Yeah.
So the sheriff actually had prearranged the press conference at a particular time, notified the media, had other people there to speak. They knew what the subject matter was going to be about. And this was before the police ever arrived at Dr. Rodney Howard Brown's church. Now, it's not like he's a flight risk. He's lived in this house for many years, and the church is there. So he's not like he's going anywhere, and it was a misdemeanor. So they did this, they said, to make an example of him. Mm-hmm. And as a result of that, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, on April the 1st, right after this, issued an executive order becoming the first state in the country to do so, saying that churches and attendance at churches was essential activity, and he overrode all the local ordinances. On April the 2nd, the Hillsborough County executive order was also rescinded as well. And so there was freedom in Florida from that time on. But Dr. Rodney Howard Brown wasn't able to do in-person service. I mean, he could have legally. But the problem with this dramatic show of this arrest with this press conference resulted in lots of bomb threats and death threats. So they were concerned about going back immediately to the church for an in-person service. So even though they could have, they went with an online service. And then they did that up until Pentecost. And on Pentecost Sunday, they started a service outside.
He brought in all this AstroTurf, covered over the parking lot.
Yeah, he wanted to do something outside that was a large event and do it for multiple times. And he couldn't find a field that was adequate.
So he made one.
It was on his parking
lot. If you make the field, they will come.
He took part of the parking lot and he put AstroTurf down that was shipped in from Georgia. And it's almost two football fields in size. It's wider than a football field. It's 1.5 or so football fields long, and it looks like a field. It's part of the parking lot. And so they set up a stage. Now it's got all kinds of things there with a huge stage and screens, big speakers, and umbrellas all over the place. But later this year, he's going to actually enclose it. That has been going on, Holly, every night since the last Sunday of May, six nights a week, Sunday through Friday, 3.5 to 4 hours every night, nonstop. And that's in addition to their in-person, in their sanctuary service on Sunday morning, which is also a four-hour worship service.
And they're also broadcasting online and I believe on television as well. Yes. But the amazing part, Matt, is since last year when this all started, as of now, they've had almost 7 million people receive Jesus Christ.
Yeah, 6,913,464 people since March 30, 2020, have embraced a relationship with Jesus Christ through this ministry.
Because of the courage of this pastor.
Yeah, they've had 50.8 million views. They've increased their subscribers by nearly 200,000 in terms of their various social media. Their Sunday service, in addition to that, they broadcast live to 250 million homes worldwide by television 6 nights a week. So this stand that they do 6 nights a week is broadcast to 250 million people, including people throughout the nation of India.
In 1 year, they've transported 21,211 people to church services and baptized more than 1,200 people.
Listen to that. They have a bus service that they go into the inner service in any cities, and they have picked up in 1 year 21,211 men, women, and children to go to church services. And that number, by the way, that probably is from the Pentecost when they started the stand. 21,000 people. They bus them in all the time from the inner city. And what they do is they also feed 900 families a week, and they give them free food because they have a tilapia fish farm and they have a aquaponic garden there that grows organic vegetables. And they give that food away and other food away to needy people. Now, here's the interesting thing. I was talking to Dr. Rodney Howard Brown, and he said they give it to people who come to the service. So you have to come to the service in order to get the food. Mm-hmm. I like that because it's not just feeding the body, but it's also feeding the soul. Mm-hmm. So if you want the food, you come to the service. They get the gospel of Jesus Christ, and then they get the food. Sometimes, you know, we want to just feed the stomach, but not transform the heart.
And that's the way a church should be. You don't just hand out food cards to the needy. You give them the gospel to change their life.
That particular church, the River at Tampa Bay, in 1 year has baptized more than 1,200 people. Between the week of Palm Sunday and Easter, and I attended there on Easter, they had a six-day missions in Honduras, and they also have their weekly local soul-winning team. Between those two, in that 1 week, over 2,000 people trusted Jesus Christ. When they went to Honduras for the six-week service, the six-week revival, they got the permits. The local people there in Honduras got the permits. The television and radio stations, these are secular, were welcoming them. They broadcast everything live throughout the six-day evening event. The mayor got excited. The mayor publicly welcomed them and promoted the event, and they had thousands of people there. And I saw pictures and videos of the amazing event that they were having in Honduras.
Well, you know, Matt, since this happened a year ago, the pastor and the sheriff have reconciled. The charges against the pastor have been dropped. But I think much more significant is all these lives that have been changed in 1 year because of this, what seems like a horrible event turned into a very positive thing.
Yeah, and get this, in the 1 year, or again, we're talking about this 1 year only, over $114,000 was invested into families in the inner city. And listen to this, 20 families and or ministries were presented with vehicles.
Wow.
They have some business people in the church that are donating these vehicles, and one of them was they gave a car to a pastor's wife. Others, they give them to people that are needy. So they're investing in other ministries. They're investing in people. All of this is just 1 year. You know, they're training people, they're giving them job training, they have a school, they have an evangelism school, they have a cooking school, they have a mechanic school, they have the hydroponic garden and growing, so people get trained in aquaponics, farming, tilapia fish, they get trained in finance, they have a finance program. You know, you look at, you know, financial stress can be a high predictor or high problem with regards to domestic relations, with home relations, and it can even be a leading cause of divorce. They're helping them manage their finances and to get out of debt. It's an amazing ministry. All of that happens in just 1 year, day in and day out. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's webpage, lc.org. Sign up for our emails, and we'll keep you up to date with this and many more activities that we're involved in around the country. God will not be mocked, and what has been intended for evil, God will turn around for good. May not always be an easy road, but it's always the right road. Go to lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.